Tuesday night, Chodesh Halbavos, Shem Bitachon, Perek Dalet. It talks about different aspects of life and how the mindset of a Baal Bitachon works. We're on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph, really, the tail end of number three on a list of seven things, and that is relationships with people. And we went through just about every relationship you can think of. The last one is if someone messes you up, the bottom of Kuf Nun, the last four lines, last three lines, if someone's messing you up, Yiftach b'inyonim al Hashem, realizing like David HaMelech, that no one can hurt or harm you, or help you for that matter, unless Hashem wants them to. The Yisbol HaSeibosom, you just hunker down and you suffer their antagonism. V'al Yishalim Lehem Kamal Sehem, that would be Nekama, which is Aser. Very, very difficult. The Tira is even more difficult. Many times we're able to control ourselves not to lash back at the guy, but we walk around with a burning anger, a sinna, that we're certainly no terror. We bear the grudge. We're not allowed to even do that. Very, very, very difficult. But the avoda is bitachon. The avoda is realizing that Hashem is the real cause of it. They are just shluchim. They made bad choices, and they will be punished for their bad choices. But the Baal Bitachon doesn't take it personally. Just like if you saw them doing avoda zara, or if you saw them eating on Yom Kippur, so he wouldn't bear a grudge so fast, you know. So that's how he has to look at this also. They're doing an avera, okay. But like, he's detached from it. He's detached from them, because he's dealing with Hashem. And so he's detached from them, so he doesn't take Mekama or Netira. The Yizkar, he remembers, Eliyetiv Lohem. Yigmol Chesed Imohem, B'chol Ma Sheyuchad Ligmol Imohem. So we weren't sure last night, I'm not sure. If the Chavis Aldovus is saying this, he's saying take him out to eat, take him out for a cup of coffee. Whether he's saying it as a preventative or to make sure that you've flushed out any feelings of grudge, any anger, any sinna, or he means it as an Eitzah Tova to win them over. Usually when people don't like you, there's some misunderstanding involved. There's something, it's rare that someone just doesn't like you. So there's some misunderstanding, or they think you're out to get them. Many times they think whatever you're thinking about them, they're thinking about you. So maybe when you take him out to eat and you see he doesn't have, you know, teeth, and he sees you don't have to, you're not ready to kill him, you're really a nice guy. This happens more often than we would care to admit. You see, the guy's really a nice guy. So it's not clear why the Chavis HaLovas recommends doing that. It's not part of the bitachon aspect. Maybe it's a way of just showing to yourself that you really have succeeded in being okay, the feeling of nekama and netira. The yizkar belibo, he should always remember, ki to'alto v'nizko v'yadabori yizbala. The emoyo sibul v'nizko, if they were the channels through which you got punished from Hashem, yodin osom l'schus, he should always be dan dem l'kav schus, like then I told the whole story that Ari Stern missed. It's okay that he missed it. He happens to know the people involved. The Yodan Atzma Lechoval Masov. And he should be done them Lekav Schlus and himself Lekav Chova. Because he should say Hashem is punishing him for his sins. If that'll make him depressed, he shouldn't think that way. Because Halavus is knowing that a person that thinks that is happy, because he's getting paid back for his sins in Olam Hazeh, which is always very good. He said before, you should be thankful to Hashem that you're getting paid back for your sins in Olam Hazeh, and you have Olam Haba. Well, even if you have one less, you know, term in Gehenna, it's still worthwhile. V'ro'a pulotot v'Hashem v'yoshev al Hashem idos tshuva yischanin lefonav l'slach l'chatov v'oz yoshivu oivav l'yosohavav. Hashem Rachocha Bertos Hashem Dar Kayish Gam oivav yashlim ito, a pasuk in Mishlei, and we said yesterday that it's a very interesting interpretation of the pasuk in Mishlei. That if you're just learning Mishlei, you would just say that Hashem, when you find favor in the eyes of Hashem, so Hashem could maneuver that your enemies become your friends. And this guy didn't like you, and he thought, you know, and it doesn't take much. It's not such a big nace. Hashem could maneuver, he makes his heart feel kindly towards you. All he has to do is give the guy an enemy that you could help him against. So then you two of you will gang up against the new enemy. That's all, he'll become your friend. So, or he needs a promotion, he needs you to get a promotion. So many things in life happen that your former enemy all of a sudden wants to be your friend, and he has his cheshbonos, his reasons. Although this sees in the pasuk a reference to tshuva, that's what I find very interesting. Because you did tshuva on your averis, so then gam oivav yashlimimo, because the whole time they were just a conduit to punish you. So if you do tshuva, so they will have, Hashem will take care that obviously they will no longer be that staff of punishment in the hands of Hashem. We move on. Now, he talks about bechira things. Till now he talked about life, and bitachon and life. Now he's talking about your mitzvah, your spiritual life, your chiyuv, your obligations. I will be a chelik arvi, number four on the list of seven things that he's going to teach us about attitude and the mindset and the thought process of a Baal Bitachon. Minyani chavis halvavos v'hevorim asher to'altam v'nizkon miyuchad ba'adam, that you're alone. He made that into two things on the list over there. Things in which you're involved with other people, even in mitzvahs. The mitzvahs tzedakah, the mitzvahs chesed, teaching Torah. There are many mitzvahs where you're inherently, inevitably involved with someone else. And there's mitzvahs that just you're private about. It doesn't involve other people. The ein kagon hatzom, fasting, vatfila, davening, sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, shmir, shabbos, moadim, vahihimonos, refraining, midvarim, asurim, uklal chovos halvavos, most of the chovos halvavos, shenim ovrim alzulah, so that no one knows about, it's very private, no one knows if you believe in Hashem or not, no one knows if you have avos Hashem or not. There's a whole body of mitzvahs which are very private and personal. The so'alton v'nizkon miyuchad bo v'aladei shor b'nei adam, other people are not involved in it. Now he says a very interesting sentence. Hare ofen habitochon hanochon al Hashem b'kulon. What is it? What are you having bitochon now? You have obligations, you have mitzvahs, you have bechira, you have things to do. Hashem said, go do this, go do that. What are you having bitochon about? Where does bitochon fit into? Does bitochon fit into the picture? And if so, where? Hare ofen habitochon hanochon al Hashem b'kulon k'fimah she'ani mevo'er. I will be explaining where it fits in. And then he issues a little prayer. Ume Hashem eshal l'hanchoseinu el ha'emes berachamov. Hashem should show us the right way. We shouldn't make a mistake. We shouldn't be teaching Torah that's false. That's not true. So he throws out a little prayer that Hashem should guide him in the right way with this big yesod that he's going to be saying. It's really like such a fundamental thing having to do with Bechira, Yediyah, and Hashem. Can you rely on Hashem? Do you rely on Hashem? What are you relying for? What does it mean to rely, etc.? In the context of being Bocher, to do mitzvahs. Okay, so I'll be in suspense till tomorrow.